From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. This week's host is Frank Phillips.
Thank you, Barry. Janet McClellan is our guest today. She is the Brazil, help me get it right, Planning and Zoning Administrator.
Correct.
Very good. How long have you been doing this?
Over 6 years.
Yeah, I've got my notes that you started about 2016.
That's right.
You were about 14 years old at the time, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. Well, tell me about your job. What do you do as the city planning administrator?
What my job is, I issue building permits. So if you need, if you build in the city limits, in the 2 mile fringe of the city, you would come to my office, issue building permits. We also control mobile home modular applications. And then I also do the code enforcement, which is we send letters for grass and junk in yards. We also have to deal with abandoned vehicles in yards. And then I also handle all of the grants that come through to the city and then many other little jobs that the mayor decides I need to do.
Well, you're a busy lady. I know that. How do you feel your department is important to the city?
Well, number one, we control the building codes. You know, we make sure that people are building properly in the city or the 2 mile fringe and even commercial builds. So they're made up, they're built to code. So that's number thing, safety. And then there's also other issues with like stormwater runoff and, you know, utilities, you know, that go into these big projects. So those, you know, we control those. And then, also, another big focus that the office does is code enforcement. Neighbors, you know, don't mow their grass or they have a bunch of junk in their yard or a bunch of vehicles, then, you know, they call my office and then we have to address them.
Well, it sounds like what you do impacts the city economically as well as many other ways.
Yes, because it helps businesses come in. So we can, and the zoning does that as well. So when you have a zoning layer in the city limits, in the 2 mile fringe, it helps with businesses, for one, putting in a commercial property, such as restaurants or say manufacturing, they have to be a different zoning. So it helps with bringing business in and then, you know, making sure everything's safe. And
one of the things that people have asked me about over the years is the cleanup of the city. You started, as I said, according to my notes, in 2016. Mm-hmm. You have done a tremendous amount of cleaning up the city over the years. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, cleaning up the city, when I first took office in 2016, I started an unsafe program. Well, it was kind of there before, but I kind of took and run with it, you know, and build it up. I've, removed 57 unsafe structure in a little over six years.
57 buildings.
57 buildings. You know, houses that were not up to code, you know, things like that. And then I also have a better system in place for the grass and the cleanups. We have a system that we do. And then also the police get involved as well because we can issue fines to the person living in the house. So those things, we kind of move forward to trying to clean up. I'm still have some unsafe structures that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple commercial ones too. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I would think that would be an ongoing process with the buildings and the cleanup. Now, we're getting ready to go into spring, and people's grass is going to be growing. Mm-hmm. What are the regulations for keeping people's yards clean and trash and junk off the porches?
Well, first of all, the grass not supposed to get over 8 inches tall. That's the requirement by ordinance, 8 inches. If it's higher than 8 inches, then we can go take a picture. Then we can send that person a letter to mow the grass. If they do not mow the grass, then it goes to the Board of Works, mm-hmm. and then it gets approved, and then we mow the grass, and then that's where the liens start filing on that property. So then on the cleanups, the same thing. If a neighbor that, you know, they call in, and if they, there's a bunch of junk in the yard, same process. You know, I take a picture, and then I send them a letter, and then we clean it up, and then liens go on the property. That's the procedure that we do with both of those. Abandoned vehicles are a little different. The police have to get involved with that because they have to tag them, and then there's so many days they have to remove them, and then they'll move them off the property.
Well, I would think that your efforts are not real popular with the people who's affected, but do you get good feedback from neighbors and from people who are happy with what you're doing?
Yes, because, you know, their neighbors got their yard cleaned up, so they're happy because, you know, that just hurts the neighborhood whenever they junk their yards up and then they don't mow. And it just creates just an unsightly scene. So when people come into the town, you know, and then they're looking around and they go through the neighborhoods and they see all this junk in the yards, it doesn't look good and it doesn't reflect on good on our community.
Yeah. I would think it would also affect property values. If I'm going to sell my house, I want my neighbor's properties to look good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's tremendous. Another thing that I know that you've been involved in has been food and hygiene distributions. Those have been wildly popular, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah, that was, we did the first one, which we received a $75,000 grant. And that went really well. I partner with the Senior Citizen Center and then also partner with the Clay County Emergency Food Pantry. So on that first grant, and we worked out a system to where then also the First Christian Church was also our distribution center, which worked out wonderful because we had the whole place and we had everything to assist them, and then it ended. I think we did four distributions on that first round, and we just divided the $75,000 through four, and that's what we used. Then the second round we got, we had to partner with the Clay County Emergency Food Pantry, and then CARS got some of, because it was a $250,000 grant.
Wow.
And so the food on that portion was $144,780, and I used every dime of it to get that distribution out into the community because there was a real need for that. And that was, it's a lot of fun to do those. It was six distributions, and that's a lot of food. $144,000 is a lot of food in six distributions, but it was greatly needed. I wish we could do another one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about those grants. I know, again, going back to an interview I did with you when you first started working full-time for the city, you said that you really thought the city needs to be getting more grants. And my goodness, you've been involved with getting so many grants, not just for the park department, but also for other parts of the city.
Yes. All the grants go through my office. And so we on the OCA grants, we're allowed to keep three OCA grants open at a time. And we normally keep three. Like I got the hopper going all the time, or I'll come up and I'll see a grant and I'll say, we need to go after this one. So we do, and we're getting ready to go after another one. So I'm excited for that. But the other one is we go work with DNR. So we have the splash pad grant, which is going to be bidded out this month because it's February. So it'll be bidded out this month. So I'm excited that. And then, you know, the police gets their grants for their, you know, things. So, yeah, I know we did the Duke grant, too, for the airplane. So I submitted that grant. And
now you say for the airplane, the one at the courthouse?
Yes, the one at the courthouse to be refurbished. Uh-huh. We applied for that through Duke, and we received that grant.
So. And you mentioned, was it OCRA grants?
We have three OCRA grants,
Now, what Office of Community?
Community and Rural Affairs.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. And so I know you're very busy in more things than just cleaning up properties and mowing yards, but you're involved in just a whole lot of things that are going on in the city. What's the most challenging part of your job?
I'm going to say when I have to get the police involved and issue fines. You know, I don't want to do that. I just want people to mow their grass and clean up their properties and remove junky or abandoned vehicles. I don't like to do it. but at times you have to do it. That's probably the difficult.
Yeah. That's most challenging. Okay. What about plans for the future for the city and what you're working on down the line?
Down the line, we're just going to keep moving forward. We're going to go after every grant that we possibly can. I like to strengthen our code enforcement system even more. So to make hold people accountable for their yards and their junk, and just keep moving forward. I think the mayor does a good job at pushing all of us and thinking outside the box, and we just keep thinking outside the box. We just keep moving, and things will get better.
Now, what about you personally? The mayor has announced he's going to run for another 4 years. At some point, he may decide to retire. Do you have any aspirations to become mayor?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my goal. Okay. That's my ultimate goal, is to be mayor. But yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm just, I just work, and I just try to do the right thing and work, move forward, and just keep going. And hopefully one day that will happen.
Seems like you and the mayor and the other department heads, the other people involved in Brazil government, get along pretty well.
We get along really well. We are a team. There isn't anybody up there. We're not individuals working. We're a team. Because when we work, whenever I do a grant, it's just not me. You know, it takes Karen in the clerk's office to get me those financials. And it takes, you know, the mayor to sign off on those grants. And then this gets the city attorney involved too. So we're all working for a common good to keep moving Brazil forward. And that's our focus.
And it looks like the city and the county work well together too.
Yes. Yes, we do. There's a good communication between both of us. We work together. If we need something, they're there. And if they need some, because the water project is a good example. The water tower out at Great Dane.
Park. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we work together on that to move forward. I-70 project, you know, that's a, you know, both of us working together to provide utilities at I-70 so we can expand that area, which it will be expanded hopefully in the future.
What's going on down there? I know a lot of people wonder how that is developing.
Well, we are trying to get the utilities. I believe, from what I understand, Dallas was saying that we need our water's good down there because there is a water tower down there. So it's the sewer, the wastewater, that's the issue, and I believe they're addressing that. And once that's addressed, then it can be developed. So we'll have the means to support the wastewater in that area. So I look for that to expand.
And that will support development of businesses.
Correct.
And, maybe even
and hotels or whatever, yes.
Yeah. Let's go back to the Park and Rec Department for a little bit, because you've also told me in the past that you are very passionate about our parks and recreation. And at some point we had our 30th anniversary, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You were involved in that. Tell me about your love for Brazil parks.
Our parks, I will put those parks up against any small town parks around. They are, we have 54 acres in Forest Park. We have 93 acres in Craig Park. And then we have the little pocket parks. So, I mean, I just enjoy them because they are maintained. We maintain them. We have a lot of walking tracks there's people walking. We have the swimming pool, splash pad is coming, so I'm excited about that. We have many multiple activities that we offer there. For a small town, we have multiple activities.
Yeah.
And so we just keep maintaining everything. We work with people in the community to grow the parks, you know. Mm-hmm. We work with the Clay County Softball League, the Clay County Soccer, the soccer. We have the CYL. We have the YMCA doing the softball. There's expansion at Craig Park. There's some other ideas at Craig Park that might be coming down the road. We got the campgrounds out there. So, and we treat the ponds. I think we are diverse, and it comes, all the parks are all different. Every park is different, and I enjoy each and every one of them.
I believe the mayor has talked about getting rid of the old zoo building out at Craig Park and putting something else in there. Do you have any idea what that would be?
Maybe.
Okay. Anything
yeah.
you want to share?
Yeah. We're looking into the possibility of a we're doing a study where we're submitting for a grant for a study. And we were talking maybe a community center, you know, or something like that
wow.
out there. So that's our hopes and future dreams that we can do that. So we'll see if we can get the grant. That's going to be the number one. We have to have the study grant. And then you can work on construction grants and things like that. So,
well, that would be tremendous. And you've talked about out at Craig Park. I know that there is a new ball diamond built out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been out there for a while. Is it just the one at this time?
There's two softball. That one's really done. I think they got the lighting in already. I know there's four soccer fields. There's going to be six total out there. So that's exciting.
And there's a wonderful area there dedicated to veterans that's near
yes.
the Ball Diamonds.
Yes. Yep. Right when you go in, it's the memorial there.
Yeah.
It is really nice. People can get their names on the brick if they're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
They just get to contact the VFW to do that. But, it's really nice. If you haven't seen it, they need to get out and see it.
Absolutely. And Craig Park has just developed so much in the past 8 years or so, I know.
Yes, and we got the dog parks, too. There's two dog parks out there. And we're going to be, hopefully, our concentration will be Craig Park probably in the future, because Forest Park is really, it's developed somewhat. So we need to focus on getting Craig Park to where it's more. We have ideas at the park board, and we're finishing me and Marv are finishing today our 5-year plan, so we can get our hopes and dreams on paper. And then once you get them on paper, your goals, you can see them and you can look at them, and then you can knock them off one at a time. That's what we did with the last 5-year plan. Believe it or not, we knocked off everything on that plan.
Everything,
wonderful. Including
yeah.
the splash pad
yeah.
that we're finally getting. So that was the last thing on that we did not achieve. So now we have a new plan. All now right. we're achieving higher. So
now I've got a friend at home, Joe Dog, we call him. But I don't know too much about how the dog park works. Tell me how that works. If somebody has a pet they want to take out there, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you just take him out there. There's the gate. You go in the gate and you can let him off the leash. And then there's bags and trash cans out there to pick up waste. But you just let him roam. And there's about an acre, I think, on each one. So property, and just let him roam and put the leash on and take him home. It's real easy. So you just pull in and let them loose inside the fence. And
well,
they
Joel,
just
like
they all have fun.
Yeah,
there's a
take him out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything we haven't covered that you would like people to know about your work with the city in general, whatever?
Not really with the city so much, but I just want to say that. I'm on Brazil Main Street board. And so that kind of ties in with my job, because I'm like kind of the liaison between the city and Brazil Main Street. So it kind of works really well. And they clean up the town too. And I work with them a lot. This amazing group, by the way, we need members. So if you want to join, come to Brazil Main Street meeting. But I just want people to take pride in our community, clean up their yards and mow grass, make our town pretty,
mm-hmm.
For people to want to come here and visit. We have a lot of new shops in town now, a lot of industry coming in, and it's just going to continue to grow. And we need to have the homes and the neighborhoods to be maintained and look good. And it's not, and if you can't do it, then, neighbors should be checking on neighbors. If your neighbor is older and she can't get her trash can out to the road, I've done that for my neighbor many times. She can't move the trash can, so I do it for her sometimes, when she is not feeling well.
Right.
So just check on your neighbors and be a community and really take pride in our community.
And so people know, what are the rules for taking the trash cans out to the curb?
Supposed to be removed back by that evening. So whenever your service, you can take it out the night before. Most people do. That's okay.
They come really early in the morning to pick it up.
So you take it out in the night before, and then you're supposed to take it back in that evening.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, very good. We appreciate you coming by today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Janet McClellan, the Brazil Planning and Zoning Administrator, I got that right, has been our guest today on our program. Thanks for listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.